Hi, hi, hi there, everyone. This is your favorite droog, Brian Kluger, with the 4K Blu-ray review here on the Multimedia Men Network, Podcast Network, on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Google Play, maybe a few others. It's so glorious to be back here on the network with you today. It is the middle of October. It's getting closer to Halloween, and we're just having a good time here. So please go to that Multimedia Men Podcast Network and type in Multimedia Men, type in Boomstick Comics, and subscribe to us. We're all there. You'll find all of our shows on that podcast, and we'll be very happy that and love it that you subscribe to us, because there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of fun to be had, a lot of information, a lot of laughs, you know. But today we are on the 4K Blu-ray review, and it's gonna be so amazing. You know, we have a great show for you today, great episode, which is going to be the amazing, the fantastic, the fun movie, documentary style, King Cohen. What is King Cohen? What is that documentary about? Is that about a king somewhere? No, sir and ma'am. This is Larry Cohen, who you may or may not have heard of. This is a legendary, iconic director, producer, actor, writer in Hollywood, old school. Larry Cohen. You might not really have heard of him. Maybe in certain film circles, perhaps, or maybe some of the movies you've seen. But he's not like on par with like Spielberg, you know, like I think he is. But he's kind of like in the more in the schlockier, the B movie realm of everything. And I'm just so happy that La La Land, yes, La La Land, not the film, the record company, La La Land actually is a record company that puts out mostly soundtracks, but they got into the Blu-ray forum here and there, and now they're releasing Blu-rays, and this one is from La La Land Records, and it's called King Cohen. And it's a documentary on the life and career of Larry Cohen, and it has tons of people talking about him, including Fred Williamson, Martin Scorsese, Eric Roberts, Rick Baker, Joe Dante, Mick Garris, John Landis, Tracy Lords, even J.J. Abrams. These influenced so many people over the decades with his fun movies. So what movies does Larry Cohen make? Well, he made that trilogy, It's Alive, about the killer mutant babies. We've reviewed that on this podcast network and on my bloody podcast with Prestone Barta. So yes, It's Alive, he made those movies. He made Maniac Cop 1 and 2. Well, he wrote those. He actually was a forefront of kind of like the African-American blaxploitation. He made Black Caesar, that amazing, amazing film. He's just a badass. He even made that movie, The Invaders, which we've talked about on this show before. Oh my gourd. He's just done a lot, and I'm just naming a couple here. His film resume is in the hundreds, so he's done quite a bit. This documentary is so fun. Actually, our good friend Cole, James Cole Clay, and I got to see him live in person at Fantastic Fest a few years ago, and fuck me, it was so funny, because he was there in person. We saw Maniac Cop 2 with him, he did a Q&A, and this dude, Larry Cohen, is like OG, he's original gangster, he's not like a vegan, gender cis type dude, he is like old school, funny, and like just... he loves women. He did things nobody would think to do today, as far as producing, directing, and writing movies. Not in a bad way, not in a criminal way, but just like his style of approach. He's one of the old school people, very much so. So this documentary showcases all of that and all of his stories through interviews and clips. So what Larry Cohen really liked to do in his filmmaking was he rarely asked questions or permission to do anything. If somebody told him no, he would do it anyway. He wasn't going to take no for an answer, which is actually quite cool and good in certain aspects of life. Because, I mean, he's pretty successful. And most people wouldn't give him a time of day considering the types of movies he was making. So in doing that, he would literally, things would come to him and he's like, oh, there's a parade going on of like police. There's this going on here. And he would just set up his actor, sometimes even Andy Kaufman, and he would just film without any rights or any permission to film in public places and just insert his actors in there and have them fight get people's real reactions. It's actually really cool at how he did this and how he got away with it, really. There's all sorts of really cool stories from various people here, which is just so much fun to listen to. One really funny one is having Fred Williamson, the actor who you would know as the black guy in From Dusk Till Dawn, who turns into the vampire at the end, who tells like the story of the Vietnam. He was a huge blaxploitation actor in the 70s, and he's badass. But when they interview Larry Cohen, because he's in fact still alive, as well as Fred Williamson, they have very different accounts on Black Caesar in regards to stunts and collaborations, and it's super funny to listen to their back and forth stories, which is great. They talk about like his work on It's Alive and how he got away with all of that and how he just like did his own thing and how the studio just kept giving him more money. He's like, how do I do? Well, why did you do this? It is it's so much fun to watch all these people who actually genuinely love this man because he's so fun and nice and knows what he's doing in like a very odd way. Another really great, great segment in this documentary is that the relationship between Larry Cohen and the late film composer Bernard Herrmann, who scored a bunch of horror movies. Even he scored all the It's Alive stuff, and then he scored famously Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver. And Larry Cohen and Martin Scorsese were very, 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 very good friends. Even Scorsese's in this documentary. So Bernard Herrmann died, you know, a while ago, and Larry Cohen, I believe, saw him the night before his death, and Larry Cohen actually set up his funeral and got everything about it. And Bernard Herrmann was Jewish. And there's a funny segment in this documentary where Cohen was trying to arrange for a minyan, which means in the Jewish religion, after a funeral, you need a minyan, which consists of several different male participants to be part of this little funeral service at somebody's house. So not having many Jews around, Larry Cohen enlisted non-Jews, including Martin Scorsese, Al Pacino, and Robert De Niro. And there's a funny anecdote of Larry Cohen telling Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Martin Scorsese, who are not Jewish, how to be Jewish in front of the rabbi and appear to be knowledgeable in the Jewish faith. Holy shit, it's hilarious. I wish I was there just to watch De Niro, Pacino, and Scorsese try to be Jewish, which is just so funny to me. There's just a lot of funny moments in here, a lot of endearing moments. Tara Reid pops up in here, it's crazy. It's fun. And for those like true film fans, not just of like these niche B movies, but just of film in general, this is like a dude who's well respected and well liked and well loved and just doesn't take any shit and just, you know, takes life as it comes. And it's just funny to hear all these amazing stories about this guy and super fun. Larry Cohen, the movie's called King Cohen. Let's talk about the video quality of King Cohen. So being a documentary with tons of clips from his movies and on-set footage, production stills, and then brand new interviews, it's a bathtub full of different video aspects, ratios, and sources. So you're going to get tons of different arrays of video presentations here. Some are going to look very grainy and splotchy and warped, while some of the new interviews look pristine and digital and clear and great. So yeah, that's the type of thing with most documentaries that are showing all sorts of archival footage. It all looks good. I mean, I don't think they're going to really upconvert everything here for this type of movie, but it all looks good. Nothing's going to piss you off here video wise. It's just fun to look at. You know, you'll be seeing a Talking Head interview that's crystal clear, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, everything's grainy and splotchy, but that's like archival footage and we know that. So still, it looks very good. The interviews kind of look a little soft and kind of like glowy like, but it's still very good. There's I would say black levels in the interview. You know, it's deep and inky. Skin tones look natural. You can see the makeup on everybody. It looks good. There's not a bad part of this documentary. So video-wise, it's good. You're just not going to get, like, top quality, you know, brand new, pristine stuff here. That's not the case. That's not the case with a documentary like this. Audio-wise, it features a DTS HD Master Audio in 5.1. Being a documentary, it's mostly just going to be centered on that front channel, just Talking Head interviews. However, there is a score here by Joe Kramer, and that comes, you know, with the score coming in through the documentary, you'll hear that coming through all the rear speakers and stuff. And then with some of his movies, clips from Larry Cohen's films, you'll hear some of the sound effects come here and there, but it's not often. So yeah, this is part of it. So yeah, it is pretty good. Some of this says that there's like a mono on the back of the disc. It says there's like a mono track, but I didn't see a mono track when I was looking at the audio options here. So I think it's just 5.1. But yeah, it sounds good. It's good for a documentary, center channel, voices, all good. Let's talk about the extras. One of the big extras here from La La Land Records, since they are a music company, it actually comes with the soundtrack CD, the CD soundtrack of the film, which is all scored by Joe Kramer. It sounds decent enough. It's forgettable. My being La La Land Records, you had so much at your disposal. I wish they would have put out like a compilation CD of some of Larry Cohen's films, some of their themes, rather than the score to this movie. But still, it's good. You get the soundtrack, the physical CD copy here. That's very cool if they did that. I wish most movies did that. Like, oh my God, can you imagine? Every movie you get comes with a soundtrack on CD. Hell yes. Other extras are amazing. One of the extras is called In an Audience with the King, meaning Larry Cohen. It's 47 minutes long, and it contains more interviews with Larry Cohen himself. And it's hilarious because he just gives like almost an hour-long anecdotes on working on his movies and his career and his personal life. It's great. There is another extra that is 38 minutes long called More Stories from the King's Court, and it's not interviews with Cohen himself, but other people part of the documentary talking about him as well. This is more like the deleted scenes that didn't make it to the final cut, all are worth watching for sure. There's a 4-minute extra called Monsters on the Table, and it shows Larry Cohen showing off his toys at his place, showing off the props from his movies, and like, oh, look at this cool thing. Very cool. There's a 14-minute extra called Hello World, where Cohen, like a montage of Cohen at film festivals, introing his films and stuff like that, answering questions. Then there's the theatrical trailer for the documentary itself, which is about 3 minutes long. So do you get this movie? Hell yes, you get this movie. Movie fans unite here. King Cohen, holy shit, this is a great documentary. It comes with the soundtrack, the CD soundtrack. You're not going to get that digitally. This is the way to get it. You get all the extras here from La La Land Records. It is awesome. This is the movie that is, this is a documentary that's just so much fun to watch. Old school filmmaking. Tons and tons of famous people you'll recognize throughout talking about this man. It's hilarious. I wish movies were still made like this. But yes, King Coen, available on La La Land Records. Get it today. It is, what is it? It's about, you can get it from La La Land Records now for about, I would imagine, like $20. But I don't think it's even available on Amazon right now. So I would say find this at La La Land Records. Please, please, please get it while you can.